The League of Legends betting podcast is brought to you by my patrons at patreon.com/gelatilol. There you can find bonus content like in-depth articles on macro trend analysis and league previews, as well as thoughts on breaking news and the podcast picks before the show is released to platforms. You also get to support your creators more directly. patreon.com/gelatilol. That's G-E-L-A-T-I-L-O-L. Good morning, everybody. It is currently about 10 after 5 a.m. on Sunday, March 31st, 2024. This is the LCS playoff podcast for the spring finals between Team Liquid and FlyQuest. Well, FlyQuest have side choice, so FlyQuest against Team Liquid. I was going to touch on some of the concepts I had from the Cloud9 Liquid series today, but I'm going to partially touch on them while talking about this match. Someone's going to get fired at Cloud9 for how this season ended. These last two series were a full-on embarrassment. I don't see any way Jack's going to tolerate that. Someone's head's going to roll for this. Anyway, moving on to this series. I don't want to bitch and moan about Cloud9 anymore. They're done stealing money from me this season. Quite frankly, I feel like a fucking moron, but for what it's worth, I did have the handicap dead on right. I said either they're going to stomp or Liquid's going to stomp, and it's not going to be anything in between. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. I picked the wrong side of the coin. So we get FlyQuest against Team Liquid. There's an interesting dynamic that happens when you have series like this, where the one team has to play the same weekend while the other team has time to prep for them. And, it's not that, but there's a crazy advantage because FlyQuest had to prep for both opponents. Liquid have to prep for both opponents, but they probably put a lot more emphasis on winning the first match. So there tends to be a very slight prep advantage for the team that was already seeded into finals from the winner's bracket. The other side of the coin on this is that you have momentum on a team that won, and Liquid dominated, and they're feeling good, and they look confident, and I think that's a big part of the handicap here. So I think that kind of those two things kind of balance out. There's other people that think the prep is more important. I think in certain metas it can be, with certain teams it can be. I think there's other people that think that the hot hand is more important and momentum is a very real thing. So it just depends on your school of thought here. So let's take a look at this match. We have FlyQuest minus 185 on the money line, minus 1.5 mass at plus 131. The sweep is at plus 414 against Team Liquid, plus 151 on the money line, plus 1.5 at minus 160, plus 2.5 at minus 578. The minus 1.5 is at plus 324, and the minus 2.5 sweep is at plus 939. FlyQuest took some money. When this opened up, after the result of the match today, it opened up FlyQuest minus 160. Someone has an appetite for them. Like I just mentioned, there's a lot of cases to be made for and against, you know, the momentum and the prep factor and all that. And I can see it, basically. Like, I can see somebody wanting to swipe an early price on a favorite in a final. I get it. They also have side choice, so I totally understand that. But from what we've seen in these two teams, especially from what we saw in the first two series, like the first series between these two, and even the regular season games, like I don't think either of them are that big of a favorite right now. I'll be honest with you, I'm kind of treating this Liquid team like a different team, because since they've gotten into playoffs, they've looked like a completely different team. I'm skeptical, I'll admit, but I think they've just leveled up in some ways. They're not super timid in the early game anymore. They're not just rolling over and dying and praying that they can scale up in the early game anymore. That's still an issue for them, don't get me wrong, but they've made a lot of adjustments to make that not as much of an issue. And I think that's very, very important. FlyQuest are still more or less the same team we've seen all year. If you take just the playoff sample from both these teams, the model actually made Liquid a favorite in this contest. So if you want to talk about like recent performance and everything, I know FlyQuest won the first series, but if you look at the overall playoff picture, Liquid were actually a moderate favorite in this contest via the numbers. Now, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think it just illustrates the point that this is probably closer to a coin flip than I think the market has it. Yes, FlyQuest probably should be favored. They won the first match. They've been a higher seed. They have side choice. They have the prep advantage, all that stuff. I totally get why they're a favorite here. I just think this is a little bit too heavy-handed. If this was at the minus 160 price earlier, I probably would have been more ready to pass this. But I think at the current market price, that Liquid are probably worth the play. You know, FlyQuest, I think, have been the better team. Just like the over the balance of the season, you look at their agnostic economy. It's just better. Their closing rate with a lead is excellent compared to Liquid's lack of, you know, Liquid actually have a lead at 20 minutes in just 44% of their games, or just short of 45% of their games. And Liquid have, or FlyQuest have a lead at 20 in almost 64% of the games, along with an almost 86% closing rate. So I totally understand. Like, normally I would look at that and I would want to back FlyQuest, but I really think, like, this Liquid team is kind of just running hot right now. Like, they're playing out of their minds well right now, like, relative to this team. This team's not winning Worlds or anything like that, but there's something to be said for a team that's feeling good about themselves. That's a very real thing. They're playing confident. They're not hesitant anymore. One of the biggest issues I had with this team for most of the year before playoffs was that they were just not confident. And they would be timid, and they wouldn't push their advantages when they had them. They weren't utilizing things the way they should, and they are now. Now, I still think APA is a liability, and he could be vulnerable, and I've expressed this, and that hasn't really changed. But if teams are just going to let him do his thing, then I don't know what else to say. Like, teams are so worried about the bottom lane of Liquid dominating that APA just gets to do what he wants every game, and people are kind of letting him do that. And, you know, he showed fine off the Ziggs as well. It's not just the Ziggs one trick situation either. So I'll tip my hat to him, because I've been talking shit all season, and I still think he's not as good as everyone seems to think he is, and that he's a problem. But, like, he's been a lot better. He's gotten better, just straight up. Like, he's gotten better over the course of the year. I still think it's an issue. I still think it's a weak point on the team, but they're making it work, and sometimes you see teams just make it work like this. I'm going to play Liquid. I played Liquid on the money line, plus 151 for one unit. Liquid -1.5 maps at plus 324 for a quarter unit, and Liquid sweep at plus 939 for 0.1 units. This is a dog or pass. At the current price, this is a dog or pass match. I wouldn't bet FlyQuest at this price. At minus 160, I could have seen a case for it, maybe, if you were very bullish on FlyQuest. I'm not, but I could have seen the case at that point. At this price, I wouldn't mess with it. Just that's just my opinion. That's why most of you are here. So if you like FlyQuest more than I do, then maybe pass on FlyQuest, unless you're extremely bullish and want to overpay for it just to have something on this, then fine. But I would not pay this price for FlyQuest. You're kind of buying the top, I think. So I would just pass at that point and just play this a different way. But I think it's Liquid or pass, and I think it's a good enough price at this point that I'm going to play some Liquid. The other thing is, I'm going to probably look to play the unders. This is a bit contrarian. These two teams had a 1.16 combined kill per minute rate in the first match that they played this morning, or this week, or last week, rather. I think a lot of people are going to be running to the window to back overs. This is the highest kill total like game that I've ever seen outside of a 100 Thieves this season game. I don't think I've ever seen a 30.5 kill total in an LCS playoff match, ever. It's insane to me. I know these two had an absolute slobber knocker last time, but because it went one way last time doesn't mean it's going to go that way again this time. I know Liquid have been a lot more confident and willing to scrap earlier, more so than they were earlier in the season. But when you look at the first two matches these two played, they were 15 and 22 kill affairs. So it's and, you know, I know the meta's definitely ticked up, and I know you're kind of like going in the face of the macro trends, but 30.5 kills is a lot. It's a lot. I think there's a good chance these teams are tight, a little bit tight in the finals here. I mean, I don't know. They're all pretty experienced, maybe not, but like, I'm leaning toward kill total unders. I didn't play anything just yet. I kind of want to see the mood of the match to see if the players are a little bit tight, what kind of comps they're playing. So I'm probably going to wait, watch game one, see what I think about it. And if it, you know, passes the smell test to me, I'll probably play something live. So check back on the Patreon. I'll probably be sending out a live bet post on a kill total under or over, just based on the temperature I'm kind of gauging on that first game. That's going to be it for me. We are right in the middle in between games we just finished watching the wild game three of this KTD plus game, where KT had probably like the second biggest throw I've seen this season. They ended up winning the game, but they threw almost a 9,000 gold lead at 19 minutes in this game and threw it all the way back to the point where D plus had a lead, and then ended up winning the game anyway. But regardless of whether of the result, was probably the worst throw we've seen all year besides that rare Adam game. Pretty bad one. This is turning into an absolute goofy game. We got the kill total over his own, which is good. Ended up plus, I think, like half a unit on this series on the six bets we made. Not particularly great, but we'll take it. That's going to be it for this. I'm going to get back to watching this. They are currently just getting ready to start game four. I just wanted to get this out. Those that celebrate, have a good holiday. People that are Patreon followers, first of all, if you're not, check that out. There's a lot of goodies on there that I talk about on here, but you actually get the visual guide to go along with it. And if I don't see, if Patreon subscribers, just keep an eye on that, because I'm probably going to be playing some stuff live in the LCS finals. If not, then enjoy your holiday. Have a good one. I might actually just like stream tomorrow night, just like for fun, something casual. I'm probably not going to have a podcast or a Patreon post for the Tuesday matches. I already did the Monday LPL match on the show yesterday, so it'll probably just be, I'm probably just going to have a chilled out night and try to relax and enjoy the holiday, take a night off here, and then we'll recharge and get back into it for the Tuesday LEC and the Tuesday LPL matches. Until then, have a good one, and I will see you when I see you.